Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Stop beating the bejesus out of women is the headline on the front of the Irish Examiner. This is an interview that the Health Minister, Jennifer Carroll McNeill, has given to the Irish Examiner. And she says men simply must stop beating the bejesus out of their partners, as law and campaigns can only go so far. And the minister's comments come amid new statistics that show more women have died in violent circumstances so far this year than in all of last year. So the minister has a message for men. She says, don't force sex on your partner. Don't beat your partner. It's how to be a man 101. The plainer that we can say that, the better. And she says, laws and supports are invariably limited in addressing the problem. I cannot say it more strongly. A woman being at risk in her bed is just intolerable. The Irish Sun leads with tragic Jamie beaten to death with toilet cistern. This is Jamie Carney, who the Sun says was brutally beaten to death with the heavy lid of a toilet cistern. Jamie was found by her daughter at their home in Killarney last Tuesday. The main suspect in her murder left on a flight to Istanbul just hours after the killing. And we'll have an update on that on News Talk Breakfast this morning. The Irish Daily Star on the front page, McGregor is crocked out. They have a picture of McGregor there. He didn't last too long in his fight there over the weekend. I didn't watch it, so I don't know anything more about that fight. But if you're interested, you can read about it in the Star. The main story on that paper is about the mother of a teenage boy who died while swimming in a loch, who says her heart is broken. This is Martin Green, who by all accounts was a lovely young fella, and he was player of the year in his local club. Martin Green got into difficulty in the water on Saturday at Loch Ree in Westmeath, where he was pronounced dead at the scene. And his mother, Yvonne, posted a picture of her son on social media with the words, "My poor baby, I love you, my heart is broke, son." It's just horrific and an awful weekend with water safety, so we'll be talking about that later on Breakfast too. The I newspaper, just going across the water, has more on the Anne Widdecombe investigation. New Widdecombe murder arrest, but no sign of political motive, say police. So basically now, they arrested one person, now they've arrested someone else. Officers arrested a 28-year-old man in Rotherham, and they now say they're not looking for anyone else in connection with Anne Widdecombe's death. Detectives also reckon that there's nothing to suggest that the killing of the former Tory minister was politically motivated, but they are keeping an open mind. And apparently it's reigniting the debate about threats facing politicians in Britain. The I newspaper, Widdecombe killer drove 300 miles with weapon. So this is the man suspected of murdering Anne Widdecombe. He's believed to have driven 300 miles to Dartmoor with a foot-long stick on the morning of her death. So there's CCTV footage of this suspect getting into his car with a stick that morning, and then he's the suspect who they reckon drove 300 miles with the weapon in the car all the way down to Dartmoor in Devon there, and Anne Widdecombe found on Thursday after sustaining serious head injuries, although they reckon she was killed nearly 24 hours earlier at about 12 in the afternoon on Wednesday, and they've arrested this man in South Yorkshire. Back home, a social media ban. It looks like there's not really a social media ban coming now for young people anymore, but actually stricter checks. Feels like a bit of a rollback here, to be honest. But a social media ban for children up to the age of 13 and safety checks for those up to 16 are now being considered by the EU. So originally we were told there was going to be a social media ban for under 16s. Now it looks like the ban will be for under 13s, and then there would be stricter checks from 13 to 16. Now, we all know 13 to 16-year-olds will be well able to get around social media checks because they're very, very clever when it comes to that. And they'll have fake passports and everything, I'm sure. But in an interview with the Irish Independent, EU Commissioner Michael McGrath said a ban up to a certain age is one option being looked at. Nothing is decided, but it looks like an expert panel on the issue is going to publish a report on this very shortly. It would be unlike politicians to row back on things, of course. The Irish Times Alumina may very well be included on the next list of sanctioned EU exports to Russia. Obviously, the government under pressure to clarify Ahanish Alumina's role in supplying key raw materials to Russia. We're all waiting for this big report from the Department of Enterprise. It's due later this month. And now Alumina may be on the next list of EU sanctions, according to Minister James Lawless, Minister for Higher and Further Education. Inside the papers then, something else a minister is talking about is e-scooters. This is Minister Sean Canny, who's told the Irish Times that a ban on e-scooters is going to be considered by the government as part of efforts to tackle the dangerous use of e-scooters. Sean Canny said he had a serious problem with children getting injured unnecessarily on the roads. I see in the Irish Independent as well, you can't get insurance for an e-scooter right now. So you can't get insured and they're very dangerous. And a teenager died late last month after falling from one in Carlow. And we heard that horrific detail from Temple Street that six children were on life support after being injured while using e-scooters. Sean Canny says work is underway looking at what they'll be able to do and maybe bringing in a ban on e-scooters. Now, elsewhere, there's a load of warnings about the weather in the papers. First warning is in the Star. If you're going to the beach, mind your valuables, because a lot of people are heading to the beach this week and people are being reminded to stay sensible when it comes to keeping their things safe. This is because the guards have launched an investigation after a number of mobile phones, not just one, but a number of mobile phones were robbed from a beach on Sunday. This is, I think you say Cluny Beach or Clonay Beach near Dungarvan in Waterford. Someone went around and robbed a load of mobile phones there. And as well as minding your belongings at the beach, Gardaí are also urging you to park smart. Don't leave your valuables in your car on display. So a lot of people are clearly getting robbed of their belongings and robbed of things in their car as well. So that's the first warning. The second warning about the weather is dog owners are being reminded never to leave their dog unattended in a parked car. This is the advice from Dogs Trust, who says that you shouldn't be leaving them in a car even for a few minutes because the temperatures become dangerously high and leaving the windows open or parking in the shade isn't enough to keep your dog cool. So you need to be aware of that. Also, can we just say to people, will you stop walking your dogs in the middle of the day as well? Every single day I'm seeing people walking their dogs at 1 and 2 o'clock and their little paws are clearly getting burnt on the footpaths there. So it has to be early morning or late evening. If you do the lotto, you'll be interested in this one in the Mail. 160 million euro has been unclaimed in National Lottery prize money over the past decade. It works out about 1 million a month that's going unclaimed because people don't check their lottery tickets or they lose their tickets or their scratch cards. And the year with the highest unclaimed total was in 2023 when lotto players failed to collect 20 million euro. Last year it was 15 million euro. So the advice is check your tickets and don't throw them away. Final story comes from the Irish Examiner, and there's an interview with a grandmother. Now they say some grandmothers enjoy knitting, but one Kerry grandmother has found a more daring way to get her kicks because she's going to cycle naked through Cork City. This is Elaine Van Coolen, who will be among dozens of cyclists who are getting rid of the lycra. They're not wearing any lycra. Now, I thought you could see too much when people wear lycra, but you may as well go naked because this Saturday we have the Irish leg of the World Naked Bike Ride and it's going to go through Cork City this Saturday. Now, we're not told where the location is because they don't want traffic disruptions and people getting startled by seeing naked riders, I assume. In the past, they've started the naked bike ride at City Hall and Grand Parade. So basically, all the cyclists will be naked, but they will have their bodies painted. And it was founded back in 2002 to highlight the dangers that cyclists face on the roads every day. Elaine has been participating in the event for a number of years. She's 64 years of age. She's been doing it for at least 10 years. And she says it's a bit of crack and she thoroughly enjoys it. They say life begins at 40. For me, it stayed the same. Then 50 came along and I thought, do you know what? This is just too boring. So off she went and got naked on a bike.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.